You're on ABC Radio National. Time for The Science Show, in which we catch up and find out what happened next. I'm Robin Williams. And no, they're not singing Wobbly Wobbly Wobbly, as some listeners thought, but 1, 2, 3, 4, the chorus from Einstein on the Beach, the opera by Philip Glass. And we do have 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of catch-up, beginning with Rowan Webb. You may remember Rowan from the University of New England, Armidale, dying of cancer, yet wanting to leave his skeleton to science intact, something that seemed impossible in July.
I'm asking for the skeletal elements to be preserved intact so that they are available for physical anthropological research. I came across a PhD student when I started at UNE who was working on postcranial analysis, and she had checked out all the collections in Australia and found they had plenty of Aboriginal skeletons but almost nothing in the way of non-Aboriginal collections.
Well, this is rather surprising because we assume that if you see something in a medical school hanging up, you know, the students playing with it, that it came from a straightforward European ancestry human being.
Most of the skellies that people identify with doctors' rooms and teaching, most of those probably would have come from India up until the 1980s. And I can remember students, when I was one, having trouble working out where the muscle insertions were because they were poor, understaffed Indians who just didn't get enough tucker.
Well, what about those bodies that are used by medical students? Surely once the organs have been used, you can keep the skeleton. What's against that?
One of the things that happens with students is that they're not necessarily as skilled with a scalpel. And sometimes what they're designing their dissection to do is to illustrate something that requires a certain amount of carving up the skelly as well. Like if you want to get inside the cranium, and that requires a saw.
So why does it mean so much to you to want to leave your skeleton to science?
Because I can actually provide not just the skeleton, but all of what archaeologists would call the ethnography that goes with it. Like, if you look at the shin bones, especially the one on my right leg, I've got a whole stack of rugosities up and down it, which...
Come again?
Rugosity, roughnesses, you know, it's all horrible. And people would have looked at that a century ago and said that I had had secondary syphilis. Whereas I know that as a member of the InterVarsity Judo team at Melbourne, I was a bit of a hard practicer, and it was continual hacking at my attempts to do a particular throw and the other person blocking it that I would get their ankle bone belting up my shin bone and producing all these subperiosteal hematomas.
Rowan Webb with his dodgy legs. Well, he died 2 weeks ago, and yes, he got his wish. And the anthropologists will be able to use his skelly, as he called it, in the interests of science.